Anti-Semitism Report, UK Labour Damned for Acts of Discrimination and Harassment. By Simon Kent on October 29, 2020. The left-wing UK Labour Party was on the receiving end of a damning report Thursday that found it responsible for unlawful acts of harassment and discrimination over its inability to root out anti-Jewish hatred within its membership. The Equality and Human Rights Commission, EHRC, said it identified serious failings in the opposition party's leadership in addressing the long-term anti-Semitism problem. The watchdog gave the party an unlawful act notice, meaning it has to publish an action plan within 6 weeks, bringing further woe to a party plagued by accusations of anti-Semitism from 2016, during the leadership of Jeremy Corbyn. Corbyn always insisted he was getting to grips with the issue and had improved the party's internal disciplinary procedures, although this report found otherwise. Sir Keir Starmer replaced Corbyn in April, saying tackling anti-Semitism within the party was his priority, although he has yet been able to point to a single act that would back his promise of firm action against Labour anti-Semites. The Board of Deputies of British Jews said the findings delivered a damning verdict on what Labour did to Jews under Jeremy Corbyn and his allies. In its report, the watchdog found the party responsible for three breaches of the Equality Act, namely political interference in anti-Semitism complaints, failure to provide adequate training to those handling anti-Semitism complaints, harassment. In a statement, it said, the equality body's analysis points to a culture within the party which, at best, did not do enough to prevent anti-Semitism and, at worst, could be seen to accept it. The Labour Party has until 10 December to draft an action plan to implement the recommendations, which is legally enforceable by the court if not fulfilled. The new report comes barely 6 months after an internal Labour investigation found anti-Semitism was rife in the party, and that some members held borderline neo-Nazi views, as Breitbart London reported. In July, Labour agreed to pay substantial damages to 7 whistleblowers who sued the party for defamation over an anti-Semitism dispute. The 7 former employees appeared on a BBC investigative programme last year looking into whether Labour was anti-Semitic. They criticised the party's handling of anti-Semitism complaints and sued the party when it issued a statement describing the group as having personal and political axes to grind. Labour agreed to pay damages to the journalist who made the television programme and apologised for alleging at the time he invented quotes and flouted journalistic ethics. The total amount of the damages wasn't disclosed. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.